This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me? A for our
eyes to see an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it,
Brock. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Oftentimes, I will look at a statue and I'll say, eh. Maybe could have been a little bit better, but I've never seen one like this.
No.
In which the face looks absolutely nothing like the man they are trying to honor.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
And the ladies.
Oh, I thought you were going down Malcolm Butler Road.
Yeah, no. Okay. You might have checked in. I'm okay with that. 11 o'clock curfew. Hey, I'm in here, Coach. Coach Lee does his thing. Let me sneak out and head up to the next floor so I can spend the night with my lady.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights. I bought in. I did an 11.
A bill of goods.
Bill of goods.
Sorry. I knew what you were saying.
Bill of goods. Sold me a bill of goods.
I would say the founding fathers sold the bill of rights.
Okay. Hot start.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
I believe Shime was right. I think they nailed it.
Agree with you. Shime nailed it. It hit it right on the head.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Morning.
What up now? Wiggy, on the social medias, it looked like you were seated on the bench last night with the Boston Celtics. How was the game?
The game was spectacular. The seats were amazing. Appreciate it, Sully. Legends Club. I tell you what, I've been, you know, trying a lot of things, whether it's lotteries, whether it's parlays. If I hit... That's the gift to myself, courtside.
I thought you had said that if you ever became wealthy,
yes,
you were going to hire Denzel Washington to come and perform tricks for you at your home.
Well, my first purchase is courtside seats.
Okay, you're going courtside first. What about a yacht?
I don't really need a yacht.
Okay.
No, I can
just rent that.
No, I just hang out with somebody.
That Denzel idea from Tropic Thunder?
No, actually.
Great obscure reference. Yes. Great movie, Curtis.
Oh, what a movie.
What do you mean,
you people?
Maybe, honestly, and it wasn't a starring role, could argue that it was Tom Cruise's greatest role.
What do you mean, you people?
Thunder.
Give me the key grip. Yeah.
You could say the same thing about Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Because it was spectacular, that role that he played in there. But no, It's just like, and then having the ability, obviously the Legends Club is real cool, to go before and after the game. Yeah.
Were your feet on the hardwood?
They was on the hardwood.
Damn, I need to meet Sully. Can someone do the intro?
Really don't need any additional people that are looking for tickets.
Exactly.
You are starting off on your broadcasting career. I've been here for three years. I feel like it would be of value to you to create your own relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
That's kind of...
Because you just blocking our blessings.
So who met Sully first? Jermaine or yourself?
I mean, we've met him at different times. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I've known Sully for a long time.
You block it. Hey, listen, don't be CB in our blessings.
But I would never.
I mean, how about my guy, P. Pritchard, last night?
P. Pritch been balling, though.
Yeah.
He been balling. P. Pritch has, like, really, really been balling. He is.
Has he been balling?
Yeah, he is money balling. From behind a three-point line.
Yeah,
I think he was 12 or 8 or 13 from last night.
It's a really good basketball team.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm waiting for some other shoe to drop or something to happen. But in warm-ups, Kristaps Porzingis out there looking great. And,
It was like a good game. But there was one point late in the game where the Celtics kind of started to put their foot on the gas a little bit. And Giannis had a great game. Dame Lillard had a great game. Tatum was off a little bit, and the Celtics were still running away with it.
Well, Brown kicked it into high gear in the second half. He had 21 of his 30 in the second. So, I mean, that's a guy, and we said this last season, when Tatum may be off, Jalen can step into that role. So that's the best part about having the two Jays.
I know what, man. As for Tatum to be an absolute mega superstar, and I've said this before, I think, in my opinion, the best player in the NBA, he does not get a call. Giannis, you breathe on Giannis, and Giannis gets every call, and Giannis lowers his shoulder coming to the lane every time. Tatum goes to the lane, he does not get a call.
Yeah.
Does not get a call. But they're so talented, like you said, your boy P. Pritch, and he's been playing like that. If he adds that type of, you know, I mean, did he end up with a 30 piece last night or 28 piece?
Pete Pritch. No, not 30. Okay. 27 or 28.
Right. So if he gives you 15 off the bench, 12, I think he's averaging 12 off the bench. And I mean, they're going to be hard to beat. They're going to be hard to beat. So, like I said, if I can hit my parlay or my lottery or something, a slip and fall somewhere like a Walmart.
I don't want to talk about parlays this morning.
Oh,
how'd you do?
I just said I don't want to talk about it.
This is the problem with becoming rapidly addicted to something.
Shime, poor Shime, because he got all my text messages last night, and it was a roller coaster of emotions.
Well, this is
I was riding it with you.
We were advising you yesterday. That don't listen to Wiggy.
Listen to me, girl.
The 9-leg, the 11-leg, the 12-leg is is fool's gold.
No, spot on.
It is a naive person's game. You are never going to hit on a 9-leg parlay.
It should have hit yesterday.
It's like the Curtis, wasn't it that the drug dealer, they would get you in on smoking weed so that eventually you'd be on the heroin?
Yeah, gateway drugs.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it was. It's a fool's game. You're just not going to win on those.
I should have won yesterday. The only thing that didn't hit, I had Russell Wilson over 1.5 touchdowns and George Pickens 1 touchdown in the game.
Right.
Two Pickens touchdowns were called back.
And that deep ball to him, he couldn't stay in bounds. Yeah. He was tiptoeing down the sidelines and ended up going out.
Like, it's unbelievable. It was like, that was the only thing on the list that I was so sure of. And then it was the first touchdown of the game that got called back. And I text Shime, I'm like, I already just nailed two. Mm-hmm. I just hit two of these.
Right. And touchdown's usually the hottest one.
Yeah, neighbors was my biggest fear. And then he got plenty in the second half. It just
keep smoking that crack.
I'm going to. Friday I'll be back.
Yep.
To bet for Sunday.
You will hit it. It comes.
Maybe I'll bet Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do a same game?
Thursday's going to be good. Texans-Jets?
Yeah, I might do that.
Actually, there's a big squash match at noon in Taiwan that you can bet today, Courtney. So get all over that.
You're going to get in on that?
All over that. It sounds like you have a real problem.
Well, no, I'm depositing $50 a month, And so I've got $35 left in the bank to use. And so I'm going to try to maybe double that on Thursday.
A $30 parlay Thursday. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on a Tie Tuesday here on WEEI. And that includes our leads coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. And then at 7, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely talk about what Bill Bitterchek said about the value that Elliot Wolf is getting out on the trade market. So that will be something that we can talk about together coming up at 7 on this morning show.
I can't wait to get into this one. Oh, man.
What, the trade stuff? And the
The
well,
whole...
supposedly, if you believe around the league, quote unquote, they are suggesting that the Patriots are trying to move not one, but two more veteran players. Mm-hmm. So the offloading has begun with the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. So, but we will get to that, and maybe perhaps somebody has that as a lead.
I would just say, if I'm Bill Belichick, I don't mock trades between the Patriots and the Chiefs. I'll just leave it at that for this time being. I mean, oh my God! You guys think I'm petty? I am in the like.
You are petty.
I am
when it comes.
No,
to Bill,
oh my God, Greg! You almost like fell out of your chair yesterday over this.
Curtis, stop! You lose your control of your faculties when anybody disagrees with you on any topic. But in this particular case, on Bill Belichick, dare I attempt to turn your furious anger into something that somebody might chuckle at, you lose absolute, complete control.
I've never been happier.
Let's call a spade a spade. Don't try to do the flip and the pivot on me.
I'm not doing anything.
Curtis, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Okay.
All right.
It was a great pivot.
I would just like to present the last conversation to the jury.
Let me tell you, you refuse the discussion that I started yesterday was about Jerod Mayo. It had absolutely nothing to do with Bill Belichick.
Right, and last week when they lost, it was, do you think they made a mistake?
Correct. Last week there were lots of things that are happening all around us, but that's not what I was talking about yesterday.
Well, I think it's chilly outside.
You immediately decided that you felt the need to dunk on Bill Belichick.
Right, just like over the summer we were dunking on Mayo for virtual reps. It's part of the show. It's fun.
I mean, listen, I think the entire audience is well aware of your complete disdain and perhaps even hate for Bill Belichick.
I mean, I am contemplating getting Trader Bill shirts made. Maybe, I don't know. I am out of my mind. I do get full of hate, but no, I don't think I would ever do that.
I mean, on that topic also, I just don't understand how somebody who has a longtime friendship with their jiu-jitsu trainer is suddenly impregnated by the person. I thought we were told it was just a BFF type scenario. Okay.
You guys always say to me, like, show me the hottest woman in the world and I'll show you a guy that's sick of having sex with her.
Correct.
Guess it works both ways. I mean, the fact that somebody could be married to that beautiful human of a being and Tom Brady and pick a jiu-jitsu instructor over
jiu-jitsu
and now be having a baby with him. I mean, and then the reports today, she's like, you know, oh, I told Tom before the media found out, blah, blah, blah. Still, and even worse, when the pictures first came out and Wiggy was spot on, the photos first came out of them on vacation, she, the jiu-jitsu guy, and then the children, everybody was saying, she was like, I'm not dating. He is a family friend. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't introduce a new boyfriend to my children and go on vacation.
That is an issue right there. Is that immediately she had the kids around that home wrecker.
I told you.
And I mean, not handled in the most classy manner, I don't believe, by Giselle Bundchen, who is with child. So
there's things that you, when you want to build a healthy relationship, there's one thing you never have. And that is a male or female instructor in any type of fitness world if you are of the opposite sex.
That leads to cheating?
All day long.
100%.
100%.
Really?
Okay. 100%.
Why do you think it's Trainer Dan?
It's like Exactly.
What if do you mean exactly?
If it was Trainer Danielle.
Trainer
Dan's married, though.
So what? You think it starts out in the beginning as like, oh, yo, I'm just trying to get him right. Next thing you know, complaining about home life, whatever.
I mean, I will say this. When he was putting the recovery boots on me on Friday afternoon, I did get a little tingle.
Did you call him your soulmate?
Zipping up the inner thigh leg and maybe a little brush by.
For me, at my age, Curtis, it's about medical care. That's what turns me on. Like, if somebody is able to care for me as I get older and more sickly or in a physical way, I am. That's an extreme.
Your love language is medical care and Van Leeuwen ice cream.
Also, yes, credit to modern medicine. Giselle's 44, so I mean.
Well, I mean,
what does that mean?
No, pregnant. I mean, you could get pregnant later in life.
Well, she probably preserved those.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. Modern medicine.
Oh, right.
That wasn't always a thing that women could do.
I'm trying to help you couples out there.
How about the diabolical Giselle walking around for all the pops, crying and blaming Tom for weeks?
Yeah, it's evil.
I mean, that legitimately.
It's evil.
Yeah, that's.
And if nobody likes to go back, but if you think about it, if he had never met her, the Beatles would most likely still be together.
Could be
true.
He would have never. He would have never left here. He would have never contemplated retirement.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't stand the weather around here. She couldn't stand the traffic. She couldn't stand the mass holes, whatever it was. And if it weren't for her, things would have been a lot different. So, all right. Well, anyway. A lot to get to. That includes the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And America has voted. And we apparently have a new favorite side dish. And by the way, this is Shime will be ecstatic about this. It means that he never ever has to prepare a dish that he is not so great at preparing ever again. So we will get to that during the news. Ty Law at 9 on this morning show, and the actress and activist Eliza Dushku on this show this morning at 9:20, and she is advocating for you to vote yes on question 4 here in Massachusetts, which would allow you to shroom the day and night away if that were to pass.
I'm for it.
Here
shroom
in the
it
Commonwealth.
Up.
So. All of that on this morning show right now, Courtney, and what is trending this moment.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics took down the Bucks 119-108, and it was a Peyton Pritchard night, going off for 28 points and nailing 8 of his 12 three-pointers to tie the franchise record for threes off the bench. Joe Mazzulla talked about how important that bench is to this team.
It's not trying to find one. We have it. The second unit is the whole bench. We're not trying to find it. To me, we make it very clear from the beginning of the season how important those group of guys are. And it's going to look different every night. And it's a credit to them because they stay ready. And it's a credit to the staff for getting them ready. So it's not about finding it. It's like that group of like the Nimi, the Jordan, the Luke, the X. As you saw, we sent X to the table. They changed their sub pattern. We brought Luke to the table or vice versa. And so it's just a credit to them. They have a humility and a professionalism to always be ready. And we're just always going to do what makes sense at that particular time.
Chess, Curtis. Joe Mazzulla is playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers. He is dictating the sub pattern when it comes to the opponent.
Let me tell you, if instead of Coach Waltz, they chose Coach Mazzulla, I'd be all in on the Harris ticket.
Yeah. And great. That means that I do not have to have Subway for lunch because I am not a fan of Subway and their fake tuna fish.
Do you know if you named your last name Subway, you could get subs for life?
Oh, yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Somebody should do that as a lead.
All right.
Man, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Peyton now leads the NBA in points and three-pointers off the bench. Jaylen Brown led the way with 30 points to get the Seas to 4-0 on the season. Monday Night Football saw Steelers win over the Giants 26-18 the final, with Russell Wilson completing 20 of 28 passes for 278 yards and a touchdown. The Dodgers continue to roll in the World Series. They took down the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3 in the Bronx. They've won all three of those games. And the Bruins are in action tonight. They take on the Flyers at the Garden. Puck drop at 7 p.m. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online, ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis, your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Sorry about the parlay.
It's all right. It's okay.
You only lose if you stop betting.
Yep, that's true.
35 degrees right now in Boston, afternoon high of 56.
It is a Tie Tuesday. That means Ty Law will join us at around 9 this morning on the New England Patriots and other things. And then I promised that in advance of the election on Tuesday here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, we would have a couple of lively debates on referendum questions that there seems to be some back and forth on. One is question 4, which would essentially begin the process of legalizing some substances like psychedelic mushrooms for one who wants to use them medicinally. And the actress Eliza Dushku will join us at 9:20 this morning because she is an advocate for that. Wiggy, of course, is an advocate in general for legalizing it and not criticizing it. Am I right about that?
No, I've never did shrooms, but
I mean, in general, though.
Yeah,
I
don't mind.
Like the whole space.
Yeah, I don't mind.
You're a fan of the whole space.
Yeah, I mean, people, what's the difference between that and alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was put on the earth for me and you.
Yeah, I mean, no, weed was. I don't know about mushrooms.
Yeah,
I mean,
mushrooms grow from the earth, yeah.
Isn't Jake Plummer a big mushroom guy, too? So I think Mike Tyson is. Yeah, whatever works for you. I mean, like I said, if I can walk 50 feet and find a liquor store, then why can't I have some shrooms if I want shrooms rather than, you know, a fifth of Hennessy?
Yeah.
Yeah. My roommate in college is now a doctor who wrote 2 articles in, like, medical journals about the benefits of hallucinogenic.
Yeah,
I can't pronounce it properly. Anyway, I think it's my fault that we're here because he wanted to escape me every single day, so he started taking shrooms. But I don't even know what you buy. Where would you buy shrooms if you wanted them today? You just call a guy?
You'd have to call a guy today. But I think there are actually, you can find them online, like a weird
Amazon?
Like a weird mail-in. Like if you wanted to try to, if you're willing to risk it, I think people will send you. They send them in the chocolates form. I've done them. I mean,
me too.
Kind of like,
oh, you've done shrooms?
Yeah.
I bet they would probably, if they were legalized or in the medical field, like they probably would sell them in cannabis shops. That because in cannabis shops they have like a medical counter for medical marijuana. Maybe they would be able to sell them in there as well.
I think the morning you used them, we have the audio.
Bruins Thursday here. I mean, they're really kind of just like mellow you out. Really.
It literally feels like you had a glass of wine.
Yeah,
that's what
it's
think.
Not like I think people think that you take them and you turn into Aaron Rodgers at a darkness retreat, but it's not really like.
Oh, you start seeing little green people.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I have friends that it's hit and they say,
oh,
like,
friends?
The walls are breathing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't like that.
Is that what the guy was on Hall Pass when he pooped in the sand trap?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Yeah, so I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I don't do mushrooms, but a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. But my whole thing is if you're an adult and you're over 21, you should have the ability to make the decision on what you want to put in your body, whether that's mushrooms, weed, alcohol.
I also think shrooms might be better for you than alcohol as well.
I have no clue.
And
I'll tell you.
I think that it makes you kind of stop drinking. So the hangover the next morning, my friends say, is much better.
And I would just say, Wiki, I trust Americans like you do. I don't think we'll do anything out of moderation. I think Americans will treat hallucinogenics properly. We'll do it right.
Yeah. No, they'll do what they do with everything else, but that's on them to do. You know what I mean?
Yep, you're right.
That's their decision.
Well, I mean, the same kind of negative energy was around when the state was considering legalizing cannabis.
Yeah,
because it seems like that has worked out pretty well, right?
The problem is
other than the fact that everywhere you go, you now smell weed, and people are smoking it at free random while riding a scooter down Seaport Boulevard.
Well, that's the only problem that, like, you know, now everybody thinks, like, oh, it's a gateway drug, whatever. Like, people smoke weed, and then not a week later, they're not going to be booting up 8 balls of heroin. Like, that's like my grandmother's way of thinking and my mother's way of thinking. Stop it. My uncle drank a 30-pack beer every single day.
Yeah.
So it's what you do when you're consuming whatever it is you're putting in your body, and whether or not you decide to go overboard with it, you know, and that's just, people got to be able to make their own, make their own decisions on how much they want to smoke or drink.
Wiggy, you are so right on this. And the other thing is, you know, when you're in a hospital, what they put on alcohol?
What? No. What's that?
The skull and bones. Because it's poison.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Everybody should have some. But the notion that hallucinogenics are somehow worse for you is nonsense.
Right. Now, here's a text on the Subaru of New England text line, 781 text, that says, don't be dumb. You know people are just going to abuse it, and it's going to be nothing but trouble.
Okay, stop selling liquor.
Right. My whole thing, too, is I feel like people, and Curtis would obviously tell me if I'm wrong, like, you have an addictive personality. And so I don't believe I have one. And so I'm able to drink and not have an issue, or I'm able to take an edible and not have an issue. Like, the gateway drug aspect of it is obviously, if you are too young to handle something like that, it can lead to bad things. But if you have an addictive personality, whether it's pain medication or shrooms or weed or alcohol, it can all lead down to the same path.
People can have an addictive personality to food, to clothes, to shopping, you know, it seems like
gambling.
Listen, the parlay princess is
has an addictive personality. Has an issue when it comes
the
to
parlay
nine,
playboy.
9 and 12 leg parlays. But that's not her fault. Shine, we learned that yesterday on the show, that's not Courtney's fault. That's somebody else's fault.
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights.
Right.
I mean,
you sold a bill of
what
rights.
What an ass.
I'm wagering.
It sounded so right coming out. And then once Curtis started laughing, I said, I've made an error.
Here's a text. This listener, I really appreciate this. This listener wants to make sure that I understand that we are not talking about mushrooms with a cream sauce.
No.
Yes, God. I'm aware we're talking about hallucinogenic.
Right. Mushrooms. And the whole smoke thing is nonsense too.
People have been, what do you mean?
Like, it's, oh, I smell weed. Listen, we've been smelling cigarettes for 60 years everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'd rather smell weed than cigarettes or cigars.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have an issue with
right.
it. I'm just telling you, it's jarring. Because I'm a near boomer.
Right.
So in my day, you had to sneak out back behind
right.
Neshoba Regional High School and try to smoke a J, smoke a bone, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't walking around in the public and it smelled like a rope factory fire.
Right. Yeah, went to jail for it.
Correct, I did. A hard time, really, is what I did. If you want to be clear. Hello, Derek.
Greg, how are you?
What's up?
Speaking of psychedelics, I don't know if you know, but obviously as the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show, I know so many people that are deadheads.
Yes.
And it was very, very sad to hear about the passing of Phil Lesh, the bass player for the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it happened yesterday, but I heard Barks of Rain, and I'm wondering, does Courtney and Shime even know that song, Barks of Rain?
So I asked to have that as a rejoin yesterday, and we got into as soon as we were talking about Jacoby Brissett afterwards, and so I didn't get to acknowledge the passing of Phil Lesh. But Phil Lesh, I don't think there's too many members of the Grateful Dead that were still alive at this point. And he wrote that song, Box of Rain, he wrote when his dad was passing away, and he was driving to visit. He co-wrote that song, and he was driving to visit his dad, who was in the hospital and trying to figure out what he could do for him. So we did a brief audio eulogy yesterday. And certainly, I would assume that if Jerry Garcia or other members of the Dead were around, they would be advocating in favor of question four, Wiggy.
Yep.
They enjoyed being in an altered state, as some call it.
Yeah, you don't listen. You know what the great thing about living in America is? If you don't want to do shrooms, you ain't got to do them. You ain't got to put them in your mouth. If you don't want to play the parlay, you ain't got to do it. No one's got a gun to your head saying, you better take these shrooms.
Well, people do get concerned, I guess, when it comes to legalizing these kinds of things because it makes them acceptable. They feel like it makes them acceptable to kids see it, and then eventually they will become...
It destigmatizes the danger to it, is what
Curtis,
many people say.
Great way to explain it.
There was a great text, though, that said, if you legalize it, then you know how much you're ingesting instead of just getting it from a friend or off the street, and then you have no idea what you're putting in your body. Like, at least if you legalize it, then there's going to be a system in which these chocolates or these edibles are going to have to go through and clear. So if you're buying it from a store, you know how much you can handle or how much is going to affect you, whether instead of just getting it at a party and having no idea and then being on the moon.
Well, the other thing with legal, at least for weed, and that's a great point, Courtney, it's the same way for weed. At least you know there's nothing in it that it's laced with something. Because who the hell knows if you buy it from a drug dealer or something like that, you don't know where the hell what's in it, what it's laced with, that kind of thing. But at least if you go to a cannabis shop, you know everything is on the up and up, you know. And that's another great thing. Though I get what you're saying, Curtis, as far as kids, but it's about you as a parent to raise your kid.
Oh, I was just explaining what Greg meant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, even like for people who use it, it's like you as a parent should be able to raise your kid and say, okay, here's what smoking weed will potentially do or could some of the causes, the same way you do with alcohol. Why is it cool, and I don't get this, why is it cool? I mean, my mother would have never done it, but you see parents out there who are like, oh, you know, my kid's 16, 17, you know, if they want to drink, as long as they're drinking at my house.
My dad did that.
Right, but they won't say the same thing. If they want to smoke weed, as long as they're smoking weed, really?
It's a bizarre generational difference. I also think, like, it's not simple, but it's easy to explain. Every addiction is born out of untreated mental illness. That's what it is. You are numbing something in your life that you do not want to feel because of trauma, because of whatever. So if you deal with mental health in an active way, then you should be able to use recreational whatever in moderation. It's not simple, but it's easily explained.
I mean, I'm guessing that Eliza Dushku, when she's on the show at 9:20, will share some of her perspective, which I think is that there are medicinal uses and psychological advantages medically when it comes to taking shrooms.
Oh, like I believe that.
Micro-dosing shrooms. Yeah. So for people who, we'll have to wait until she comes on at 9:20 because I don't want to speak for her, but people who are dealing with anxiety or stress or what have, they level it out a little bit with psychedelics.
I always want it like the other side. I don't do it, but tell me why you don't want it legalized. Like, what's the reasoning behind that?
Well, there are people that are texting in and saying that it's a slippery slope. What are you going to legalize next?
But
cocaine
Greg, that's like can't play Drake May because he's going to get hurt. Other than the low-hanging fruit, you could say the same thing with people who drink alcohol or anything like that. Other than, well, it's a gateway drug or it's a slippery slope.
Everything's a gateway drug then. That's what I was trying to say when it's like if you have a personality where one thing leads to another, it's like alcohol can lead you down a dark path. Any type of pain, you get a surgery. I have I have a few friends that unfortunately had surgeries in high school that led them to a pain pill addiction that led them to heroin.
Right.
Like that is just that. Sadly, that is what happens in the world.
But here's the difference. What I say when people say, well, the weed and versus alcohol, I've never seen anybody have weed poisoning like they do alcohol poison.
Well, what about Dino in Saco, Maine, right near the shack, who's texting in and saying the issue is that people operate motor vehicles when they're on these drugs.
Well, they operate motor vehicles on alcohol. My thing is when...
But you're going to make it worse would be the argument. There's going to be more things for people to operate a motor vehicle under.
I mean, you know? But that's not... I look at it like this with my kids who are adults. If you drink too much, you can have your stomach pumped, alcohol poisoning, something that can kill you. I don't know about shrooms, but I know what. You could smoke a ton of weed, and you ain't got to worry about having no weed poisoning or your stomach pumped or anything along those lines. You might feel a little bit bugged out and, like, panicked and things like going crazy, but it won't literally. And Curtis probably, you know, obviously drinking, like, how consuming too much alcohol could actually kill you.
Oh, yeah. It's lethal. And the other thing I would also add is that of all of them, I've only drank, so I'm not a great, you know, drug guru, but... Day still young. Alcohol lowers your inhibitions and leads to more bad choices in and of itself. Like, how many guys do you know in college that wouldn't smoke cigarettes? They'd start drinking, and it's like, oh, let me bum a butt off of you. You do make bad decisions. It does alter your state in a way that you say yes to things you likely wouldn't if you were sober.
Yeah, but every drug does that. I would say that, you know. Okay. But I never heard people OD.
Like weed, it's the Cheetos.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's true.
And people are like, you OD off that stuff. Stop.
I have that issue when it comes to when Wiggy has a plate of sliders. And if I have a drink, I say, hey, can I bum a slider off you? Maybe two of them. They do say that the shrooms help if you're somebody who's dealing with extreme anxiety, because the expectation for your football team was that you were going to make it to the Super Bowl, and your record is 2-6.
Right.
They say it's a good idea to take a lot of shrooms and get over the anxiety and stress that you're feeling about that.
It could help you out.
It could make a huge difference.
I hold myself to a standard of greatness.
Yes, you hold yourself to a standard of greatness. All right, well, we got to take a break. Mm. We're behind. But very interesting topic.
Yeah.
So you'll get to vote on Tuesday on whether the state should start the process of legalizing some of these hallucinogenic mushrooms. And we'll talk to Eliza Dushku about that at 9:20 on today's show. We will finally get to this morning's leads coming up next. It is a Tie Tuesday. That means Tie Law. We'll talk Patriots with us at around 9 on this morning's show. Obscure reference on shrooms, which we were talking about at the start of the show, because you as a voter in the Commonwealth will have the opportunity on Tuesday to vote to start the process to legalize them here. That is the product, Wiggy, that Oz hopes will help him take over Gotham City. So I don't know if Shime, have you caught up on the Penguin?
No, I'm going to binge watch it when it's complete.
Okay.
I watched it yesterday's episode.
Great.
Oh, man.
Great. The ending of that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil anything.
No, it's a good one. Colin Farrell's just tremendous in that role.
He is.
I'm through 3 episodes. Can you explain to me what the drops are?
The drops.
The eye things
the eye drops.
Yeah.
So is that supposed
like
to make you like high?
Yeah, I guess.
But
yeah,
it's through your eyes? Okay.
Yes,
very.
Yes.
Okay.
It's excellent. Yeah. And the dude, the psychologist guy from the prison, is a very interesting character.
Yep.
And what he likes to do, and what he's going to do to Oz if he gets the opportunity to do it to Oz.
There's that, like, the thing that they've done with that show is every character you're wanting to know more about the direction they're going, whether it's Sophia or Victor.
Yeah.
The relationship between Oz and Victor, the relationship between now Victor and Oz's moms. It's like the show is like, and you know, everybody's tremendous, and Colin Farrell is just...
It's really good, and I, no offense, Shine, but I normally don't like the comic book derived entertainment vehicles. This one I really like, but it's kind of, it's really like, it's a gangster show on HBO. It's not like a comic book. I mean, the Gotham City part and the Penguin part, whatever, but it's not, it's more of like a crime, like a crime family drama thing.
And I think that's what they're going for, to get people like you who normally wouldn't go see comic book movies or television shows to get in on it. And it's clearly, it's
but I wonder if they even like, because if when you watch this, you if you didn't know anything about comic books or Batman or anything, you would be like, all right, this is just a great show, a gangster show. Like, I wonder what is the direction that they go in to spin it back into the world of the comics.
Well, I was asking expert nerd Rich Keefe about this the other day, and whether or not Batman eventually appears. Like, and he said he doesn't think Batman ever appears in this, which I do you think
does
he
the Joker appear?
My guess is the last episode you see Batman, and that'll like leave you on a cliffhanger going into season two. That's how I would do it if I was
possible, like that they want to, but then it becomes back to the comic book, less about the crime family.
So I also think that they don't want to take away the entire series is about the Penguin, not about Batman.
Right.
So I don't think they want to take away from the Penguin at all by bringing a bigger character like Batman into it. So I don't think you'll see Batman at all.
No, you won't see Batman till like season three. Because what I think, based on it seems like what they're trying to do is build up the...
Build back better.
Is build up the Penguin and Oz to be like... this like the head of this unbelievable like criminal enterprise.
Well, it's also about Sophia. Like, I think she's the best character on that show.
I miss her on Nessun.
Like, she is.
Right. But don't you
she's a great character.
She's a great character.
She's a psycho. Yes. She is.
But don't you think you'll see like more of the Sophia the Hangman character, or they'll somehow incorporate the Joker in, because what you're doing is just you're seeing all the villains be built.
I hope the Joker
because of Oz's wanting to basically take over, and he wants to do it with his crime family. And then later on down the road, I think if you do sprinkle in the whole Batman thing, that's where it comes from.
Can you people stick to sports?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, it is
a great show.
It's almost 6:55, and we've yet to get to a single lead.
Ed, Greg, I'm the biggest fraud because I bitch about all these prequels about the same stories, but I'll watch the 04 Netflix documentary for days on end.
It was so good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the director on, and I didn't realize at that point how good those three episodes were going to be. I mean, are you not... I found myself crying in episode three.
Oh, wow.
I cried with the Wakefield stuff.
Yeah, how could you not?
Oh.
And like,
it's so sad. Like, God, cancer is evil. Like, what a great guy. And
when Jason Veritek is, when they ask him, and spoiler alert, but when they basically ask him to sum up Tim Wakefield, and he's like, he was my friend.
Oh,
like, how can you not ball your eyes out at that.
And I want to show that episode to anybody that's like, why don't I want to play in Boston? Like, the way in which the family of people whose dad got them into baseball, or mom, or cousin, whatever, and they go, and they showed that one scene of the cemetery after they won the World Series.
Yes.
And there was Red Sox stuff on all the graves. Like, God, did that get you?
The other time that I was, like, that I was bawling was when they arrived back at that Logan Airport.
Yeah.
And there were literally people waiting out on the streets that morning, like 6:30 a.m., to watch them drive back to Fenway Park. Like, I mean, you forget about how huge it was to finally end the 86-year curse.
And I remember vividly, I don't know how, because I was probably deeply drunk, but the when the Red Sox beat the Yankees in Game 7, Storrow Drive, we were running up and down high-fiving people, and I'm not kidding. We were sitting in traffic, because everybody was trying to get to Kenmore Square, and we just got out of the cab, and we're like high-fiving strangers in the middle of Storrow Drive.
Yeah.
That was such a different time.
Nuts.
Awesome.
Hopefully we get back to those types of days of glory at some point. Well, we got it with the Celtics.
Yeah, that's where I am. I'm watching Starting Five, so I haven't watched the Red Sox one.
You haven't? You should watch it.
Yeah,
it's
the
really
Starting
good.
Five's got me locked in.
And so. John Henry moved on to the Penguins.
But Curtis, in that series, John Henry was so engaged.
How do they not see how bad they look?
He was involved like on an everyday basis, and he was getting pissed off.
The first episode is them bitching about how John Harrington's interest was not in passionately running the organization.
Yeah.
And that he had other things that took up his time. They have morphed into John Harrington. Like, they sound so tone-deaf when they're talking about how important it was to win in 04 and how bad of an owner John Harrington was when they have become him. Yeah. I don't get it. Like, just sell the team. You've made a lot of money. Sell it to, you know, Rob Hill can buy two teams. Let's do that.
All right, we are going to take a break.
But I promise that we will begin this morning's leads next.